This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Thousands demanded the resignation of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu during a rally in Tel Aviv on Saturday. The rally was held as Israel's war in Gaza enters its 6 months, triggered by Hamas's October 7th cross-border rampage. Netanyahu's government has faced protests at home demanding a deal to free the dwindling number of live hostages. Western countries, meanwhile, have voiced outrage over what they see as an unacceptable high Palestinian civilian toll and the accompanying humanitarian crisis. Some of the protesters who joined the Saturday gathering said they want to see an election in the coming months. Israel is retaliating against Hamas in Gaza over the deadly October 7th attack on Israel by the Palestinian militant group, saying they killed some 1,200 people and took more than 250 people hostage. Gaza health authorities say Israel has killed more than 33,000 people since. Mexico's government has severed diplomatic ties with Ecuador after police broke into the Mexican embassy to arrest a former Ecuadorian vice president. VOA's Alexis Stropp has more.
It was an extraordinary use of force that shocked and mystified regional leaders and diplomats. Ecuadorian police late Friday broke through the external doors of the embassy in the capital, Quito, to arrest Jorge Glass, who had been residing there since December. Glass sought political asylum at the embassy after being indicted on corruption charges. The raid prompted Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador to announce the breaking off of diplomatic relations with Ecuador on Friday evening, while his government's foreign relations secretary said the move will be challenged at the World Court in The Hague. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
This is VOA News. U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders' office in Vermont caught fire. Arson is suspected, but the motive is unclear. AP correspondent Julie Walker has the details.
Police in Vermont are seeking a suspect who started a fire Friday outside the office of Senator Bernie Sanders. He was not there. The small blaze caused minor damage, but no injuries. Authorities say an unknown male suspect sprayed what they described as a possible accelerant on the office door, which is on the third floor of the building, set it on fire, and fled. They say the motive is unclear. When the Burlington Fire Department got there, they found the blaze between the vestibule, the elevator, and the entrance door. The door suffered moderate fire damage, and much of the third floor sustained significant water damage. I'm Julie Walker.
In Uganda, the executive director of the Foundation for Human Rights Initiative says genuine electoral reforms that allow for the free participation of citizens is key to broadening the space for democracy in the East African country. Attorney Livingston Sesuanyana also says a new report showing democratic decline in Uganda is a true reflection of what's happening on the ground. Those findings are confirmed by a 2023 Democracy Index study by the Economist Intelligence Unit. The East African country is rated 99 out of 167 nations around the world. It also placed 19 out of 54 African countries. But the government dismissed the findings, saying they're not accurate. Sesuanyana tells VOA's Peter Clodi that more needs to be done to strengthen democracy in Uganda.
For quite some time, we have been experiencing a democratic backlash, more so since the 2021 elections, largely attributed to restrictions on freedoms of expression, poor accountability on the part of the state, as well as limited civic participation in policy making. Civic space for quite some time has been restricted. If you compare it to the 1990s, there is less freedom to exercise, to criticize, and also to make informed choices.
Ugandan attorney Livingston Setswana there. For more additional stories 24 hours a day, visit our website, voanews.com. In Washington, Nabil Biagio, VOA News.